Hello, this is Mikey, and welcome back to the Mikey and Ali Talk. We did a little bit of a rebranding there. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But how are you doing, Ali?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm good.
That's good.
Yeah, so we finally decided to come back and do, do an episode. We haven't done one in, what, like 4 months or something?
Yeah, 4 months.
Ali said, you know what, we should talk about a little bit. We should talk about some stuff other than sports. We're still going to be talking about sports, but he also wanted to bring in like a tech and a news component, which I think is a great idea.
Yeah.
So I say we just hop right into it. Today we are going to be talking about Ali is going to be giving us a little he's going to be telling us about the new AirPods Apple came out with a few weeks ago.
That, yes.
We're going to be going over some COVID news related to Wuhan, where the virus originated. Then we're going to talk about some NBA. The first NBA games of the season was last night. We're going to talk a little bit about those games, and then we're going to give you our top three for MVP voting this year.
All right, let's get started.
Yeah, you want to get started on the Apple?
Yeah, sure. So as you guys know, Apple released new AirPods Max a little bit after their event, which was in November. And these AirPods sound terrific, which are almost the price of an iPhone 11.
Dang, those are...
And yeah, they're about $549. These headphones are only for like luxury music, and you can get even better headphones for even less price, for about $300.
I feel like always with Apple they can just charge extra because they are Apple.
Yeah, and with the ear thing, they're also ear noise canceling. They're over the ear headphones. And with the, you can also replace the ear cap or something, which costs $70.
Dang. And they are completely Bluetooth, right?
Yes, completely Bluetooth. Nice. They don't have any touch or anything. They have buttons on them.
Okay, cool.
Come with a leather case.
So,
which is pretty nice.
Yeah, there you have it. The new AirPods Max. Nice little explanation brought to you by Ali. Next, we're going to move on to... unless there's anything else you'd like to talk about related to tech.
Yeah, also Apple's 2021 event plans. They will be releasing new products like a refreshed Mac. Apple refreshed the 27-inch Mac in iMac in August, but they might release another one, 23 inches to 24 inches iMac, with the iPad Pro design, with thinner bezels, similar to the bezels on the Pro Display XDR, which is a great display. I actually want that, but it's too expensive.
Cool. So Apple's planning to do a lot of cool stuff this year, so stay tuned.
Yeah.
All right.
So, okay.
Yeah, let's move on to the news with COVID in Wuhan. And
yes.
Take it from here.
Yeah, so there's a laboratory in Wuhan.
Which is where the virus originated from.
Yes, the COVID-19 virus. They test a lot of, though, the COVID-19 comes from bats. There are a lot of bats in Wuhan. And so the laboratory, which is in a cave, apparently, which I do not understand why, in a cave.
It's kind of cool. You get some bat cave vibes.
Yeah. And they take a lot of bat samples and they found the COVID-19 thing in the bats. And so the BBC tried to go in the cave, but then there were many people who stopped them from going there, which is kind of suspicious. And they also denied that the coronavirus came from that laboratory. The professor's name is Shi, S-H-I.
That is the Chinese, that's the Chinese professor?
Yes. Who also discovered the SARS. SARS outbreak, which almost killed, which killed more than 700 people in 203. Okay. And yes, she's known as the China's Batwoman.
That's a fun little
thing. Yeah.
I would hate to be called that. So I guess we will get some updates on that, as you know, if they ever get allowed into the cave and the laboratory. Yeah. But for now, there's not very much stuff that we can tell you about that.
Yes.
So let's move on to something we can tell you much about, which is the NBA season. It officially started yesterday.
Yes.
Only two games. The NBA started off with some bangers. We had the Clippers versus the Lakers, a possible West Conference Finals matchup. And then we had the Nets versus the Warriors. You know, KD versus Curry. Kyrie versus Andrew Wiggins. Two great games. Two games that looked like great games. One of them turned out to be a blowout. The other one was pretty interesting. Let's get started with the Warriors game.
Yes. As you know, the Warriors lost to the Nets 99-125.
Yeah.
Which I'm not happy about.
Yeah, but Ali is a Warriors
fan.
I personally like the Warriors. Not that much. I just really like their culture and stuff. But even though they lost by 26 points, there were still plenty of high points in this game. Curry looked back to his form in 30 minutes. He had 4 rebounds, 10 assists, and 20 points. And he had 5 three-pointers, so that's always a great sign. And then the rookie that they selected second overall, James Wiseman, had 19 points and 6 rebounds. So that looks promising.
Yeah.
And on the Nets side, Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant combined for 48 points. Kevin Durant having 22 and Kyrie having 26. On their side, they...
Damn.
Yeah, on their side, they also had Caris LeVert, who had 20 points, and Joe Harris added 10 points. So was there anything big that you noticed about this game?
Me, it was just the Durant and Kyrie duo. It was just amazing. I did not watch the game yet because I'm in Germany and the games come out at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
When I'm sleeping.
But have you watched the highlights?
No.
Sadly. The highlights, but that Kevin Durant, Kyrie, that duo could prove pretty deadly, and you could tell that the Warriors were really missing Klay Thompson.
Yeah.
All right, so moving on to the next game, and possibly the more exciting game, the Battle of L.A., the Clippers and the Lakers. The Clippers took this one by 7 points, 116 to 109.
Yes. I like Clippers better.
Well, the Lakers actually received... They won the championship last year, as you all know.
Yeah.
And they
actually... Yeah, they received the rings, right?
Yep, they got their rings today.
Nice.
So on the Clippers' side of the ball, we had Kawhi Leonard and Paul George leading the way. Paul George had 33, and Kawhi Leonard had 26. If Paul George can keep that up, then that money is looking a lot better, because he got a massive contract a few weeks ago. The newest addition to the Clippers, Serge Ibaka, played pretty well. In 21 minutes, he had 6 rebounds and 15 points. So doing what he does best. Anthony Davis had 18 points. LeBron James had 22. So they had their two stars packing up. They played a pretty good game. Dennis Schroeder and Montrezl Harrell, the two newest additions, and Marc Gasol, another addition. Marc Gasol not played very well. He had only one rebound, one assist, and 0 points. But Dennis Schroeder ended the game with a near triple-double, 12 rebounds, 8 assists, and 14 points. And Montrezl Harrell had a double-double, 17 points, 10 rebounds. So this Lakers team looks really good. The only thing they got the Clippers on top at the end of the day was Paul George's 33 points and Kawhi Leonard's 26.
Yes. Paul George is a machine.
Yeah. And
3-point machine, mostly.
Yeah, and the Clippers are really hoping that he stays that way. So really fast, before we end this this episode, we are going to very quickly give you our top three who we think will be in the MVP voting this year. Of course, it's the very beginning of the season. We haven't seen most of these people play yet. So, you know, we don't really have that much idea. This is just our very first impression. So, Ali, take it away.
First, I have Paul George, just because of seeing the first game. I did not watch it, but I saw the stats with 33 points. And yeah, I think he might take the MVP. And another one, I would say Giannis, but I don't know.
Yeah, the thing is, these are people voting for the MVP. This is not a machine that just looked at stats. And they get voter fatigue. That's why no one has been voted 3 times in a row since Larry Bird in the 80s. If the MVP voting was based on pure stats and machines, LeBron James and Michael Jordan would each have like 20 MVPs.
Yeah.
Who is your other one?
For my second one, maybe Steph Curry. He's playing good.
All right, and so I think that's your list. You said Paul George, you said Giannis, you said Steph Curry. One of those players is on my list. Steph Curry, I think, will win the MVP this year just because he will be running a one-man show, and we all know that he's won two MVPs. He's the only unanimous unanimous MVP winner in 2016. And now he is, like I said, he's pretty much running his own show now. And if he can get the Warriors to a decent playoff spot, I think the MVP will be his. In second, I have Damian Lillard, an absolute beast. He has been, past couple years, he's been playing great, but this is the best team that the Blazers have ever put around him. They added some great additions in the offseason, like Robert Covington and Derek Jones Jr., and they didn't lose anyone. They didn't lose anyone important to the roster. So all they did was add some young depth, and that's never a bad thing. In third.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. In third, I'm going to have to go with LeBron James. He's always in the MVP talk. You can never count him out. I personally think he should have won last year. But
how many did he win already?
I think he's won four. Pretty sure he's won four. Oh, so this would be his fifth. And yeah, that's my top three, and that's Ali's top three. Again, we're almost definitely going to be wrong, so you know.
Before we go, I would also like to talk about the boxing thing going on.
Oh yeah, with Jake Paul and
Jake Paul versus Nate. Yep. Yeah, Jake Paul beat Nate up.
Yeah, that was literally. I didn't watch that fight. I don't care too much about boxing, but I did see all the storylines out.
The knockout? Yeah,
I did see the knockout.
Yeah, and Logan Paul is fighting Floyd Mayweather on 20th of Feb. It would be insane if Logan Paul wins, but it would be...
Honestly.
It would be a bad way to end Floyd's career.
Yeah, Floyd Mayweather is one of the greatest boxers of all time. I think he should have this against... Is Logan Paul or Jake Paul doing this?
Logan Paul.
Yeah, I think
Logan Paul is twice his size. I don't know.
True, but Floyd Mayweather is one of the greatest boxers of all time, so can't really count
him. Yeah, but he's also old.
That's
now.
True.
He's like 40, 43 That's or something.
True. So it should be a pretty, I mean, it should be, it'll be an interesting match.
Yes.
All right, is there anything else?
Floyd Money Mayweather.
All right, is there anything else that you want to talk about?
Money. No, that's it,
I
think.
All right, sweet. So thank you all for listening. Make sure to give us 5 stars, yeah. That thumbs up, you feel. And we will see you guys next week. Cue the outro music.
Bye. How do you know, man?